Good morning, everyone. This is Dave McManus coming to you from Berean Baptist Church with a News and Focus commentary this morning. And I'm going to tackle the sports news of the day, which has become the mainstream media news of the day. And I'm sure you've heard it or seen it in your interaction with the media so far yesterday and today. But a former NBA player named Jason Collins came out yesterday and announced that he is homosexual. Let me rephrase that so we know what we're talking about. He came out as a man who is practicing homosexuality. All right, let's make sure we understand that when we say he's a homosexual, we're not saying that like he's black or he's a man or he's an American. We're talking about a man who is practicing homosexuality. He came out to the world and announced that he practices homosexuality. And that's what I really want to make clear. Second of all, it was all over the news yesterday, all over ESPN, and they had a commentary. They have a show called Outside the Lines that comes on in the afternoons, and it was a conversation, a discussion between several different reporters about what was going on and what were the effects of this. And probably the number one NBA reporter, in my opinion, the best NBA reporter ESPN has, is named Chris Broussard, and Chris Broussard is an outspoken Christian. I follow him on Twitter, and in the midst of his NBA stuff that he does for his job, you will inevitably find Christian things. You will talk articles that he has written about the church and about Christianity. He will quote scripture. It's very clear where he stands on these issues, and so they bring him in on this issue, and he made a comment. He stated his opinion on an opinion show. Imagine that in America, he stated his opinion on an opinion show. And the article that I'm gonna read from is anti-gay comments, nothing new for ESPN NBA writer. Where I'm gonna show you the video from is NBA reporter calls homosexuality a sin on TV. It's a horrible thing. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play you the audio of what Chris Broussard said, and you'll be able to judge for yourself. Let me give you the intro from this article. It's on BuzzFeed by Eric Malinowski, and this is what he says. With the news that free agent center Jason Collins had decided to come out as the first openly gay NBA player, most of the discussion has been centered on what a breakthrough the moment may well become for gay athletes in every sport, from baseball to football and so on. But an open dialogue on ESPN's Outside the Lines program turned into a forum for NBA writer Chris Broussard to spout his own intolerant views on homosexuality, couching his stance in some extreme religiosity that has made other members of the sports media shake their collective heads in shock. But the comments from Broussard should not have been surprising to anyone with clue about his history with this particular viewpoint, and you can be sure that ESPN producers knew what they were doing when they put him on the air. Well, you know, that sounds pretty awful. I mean, he's got extreme religiosity and his intolerant views on homosexuality. I mean, this must have been an egregious thing that he said. Let's take a listen so we can listen to how hateful Chris Broussard is, according to this writer.
I'm a Christian. I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin, as I think all sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman is. And LZ knows that. He and I have played on basketball teams together for several years. We've gone out, had lunch together. We've had good conversations, good laughs together. He knows where I stand, and I know where he stands. I don't, you know, criticize him. He doesn't criticize me and call me a bigot, call me ignorant, call me intolerant. And now I hear, and talking to some people around the league, there are a lot of Christians in the NBA. And they don't want to be, just because they disagree with that lifestyle, they don't want to be viewed and called bigoted and intolerant and things like that. And that's what LZ was getting at. Just like I may tolerate someone whose lifestyle I disagree with, he can tolerate my beliefs, and he disagrees with my beliefs and my lifestyle. But true tolerance and acceptance is being able to handle that as mature adults and not criticize each other and call each other names. Personally, I don't believe that you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly premarital sex between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that type of lifestyle, then the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that, you know, that's a sin. And if you're openly living in unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, adultery, fornication, premarital sex between heterosexuals, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. So I would not characterize that person as a Christian because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian.
All right, so there you have that hateful vitriol from Chris Broussard. You could hear the anger and the hatred in his voice, couldn't you? I hope you're picking up on the sarcasm, because I don't think he could have given a more rational, measured, respectful response. And yet he is, we've got articles on the internet talking about how hateful and intolerant he is. It is unbelievable in this country where freedom of speech is supposed to be a virtue, that differing opinions are supposed to be a virtue. And yet anybody who speaks out from a biblical worldview is vilified and sent to the to the outer reaches of society because we actually speak an opinion, and not the ignorant side of it, but the measured, respectful, and intelligent responses like Chris Broussard just gave, and yet he is the hateful one. In this article, it gives several accounts of an interview that he gave on radio, and he talks about how he witnesses to NBA players. He talks about how he shares Christian music with NBA players as if that's a terrible thing. He wrote an article, and this is what I really want to share with you. He wrote an article in 2007. Jason Collins is actually not the first guy to come out that was an NBA player, because it's very similar. Jason Collins is not even on an NBA roster. They're extolling him as brave and courageous. He's not even on an NBA roster now. His career's probably over. I don't think he's going to make another team, unless it's some sort of publicity stunt. He's been a backup center for 12 years, and he's had a good NBA career, but he's never been a star. He's never been a superstar. So to extol him for his bravery and courageousness is a little bit funny. And on top of that, how brave does it have to be to know, based on what I've seen in the media, everybody is running and wrapping their arms around him and calling him a hero? It must be really tough to be brave and be called a hero by 99% of the news outlets that are out there. Here's what Chris Broussard wrote about John Amici, who was another former NBA player when he came out. He played at Penn State in college, and he played for the Orlando Magic and a couple other teams, and he came out. And here's what Chris Broussard wrote in 2007, and I want you to hear the wisdom that he had even in 2007. He says, "I think the NBA is ready for an openly gay player. By ready, I don't mean that everyone on the guy's team or in his organization will like the fact that he's a homosexual, or that the guy might not get called names by opponents on the court, or even that his own teammates might not chuckle behind his back. But by ready, I mean that players will tolerate a homosexual teammate or opponent. Like Charles Barkley said, some have been doing that already. Just look at the comments made by players, coaches, and Commissioner David Stern when asked about former player John Amici's recent disclosure that he is gay. The overwhelming majority of comments have been politically correct, even the ones that were considered homophobic by some of his teammates. Go talk to guys at an open gym in your neighborhood, and lots of the comments won't be so polite. But America's become so politically correct, not to mention that, in my opinion, much of the media in Hollywood are promoting the idea that homosexuality is a normal lifestyle, that many players are afraid to voice their true feelings publicly. Thus, whenever a current player comes out as gay, you will hear overwhelming support for the guy." He wrote this in 2007. "And I will think Mark Cuban went overboard in saying the guy would be an American hero. I do believe he would be embraced by a sizable segment of the population. I say that's what's going on right now, can't you tell? He would definitely get marketing endorsement opportunities, and some folks in the media would champion him and the gay cause. Well, anyone who reads this blog regularly knows I'm not concerned with being politically correct, so here's where I stand. I'm a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. No, I'm not a member of the religious right, and I'm against homosexuality. I believe it's a sin and same-sex marriage. But before you label me homophobic, know that I'm against any type of sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman. That includes heterosexual fornication and premarital sex. Some cats in the NBA run around sleeping with different women in every city. I don't agree with their lifestyles. Some players run around cheating on their wives. I don't agree with their lifestyles. It's all wrong to me and against the biblical teachings I believe in." And really, that's the parallel. He's got it. Chris Broussard has got a handle on this. It'd be like somebody coming out and announcing, "I'm a fornicator. I cheat on my wife. That's what I do, and you must embrace my lifestyle. That's what we're talking about here. I'm saying all that to say that if I can play basketball with a homosexual, just about anyone can. And he talks about a writer at ESPN, the magazine, ESPN.com, LZ Granderson, who has come out as homosexual. He talks about playing in a summer league on the same team, how they write stories together, how they go to lunch together, how they have conversations, and how they are respectful of each other's differences. Well, it sounds like we could use a few more people sort of like LZ Granderson, who, while he is a sinner, while he is lost, while he does not follow Jesus Christ, at least he embraces the free speech ideals and the respectability ideals of this country. Broussard goes on to say, I know he's gay, and he knows I believe that's a sin. I know he thinks I get my moral standards from an outdated, mistranslated book, and he knows I believe he needs to change his lifestyle. Still, we can laugh together and play ball together. That's real diversity, disagreeing but not being disagreeable. For the record, I covered Amici as a beat writer for the Akron Beacon Journal when he was a rookie playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I like John. He's intelligent, nice, and you can have a good conversation with him. I haven't seen him in several years, but if I saw him today, I'd smile and give him a hug. I think dinner with him would be a blast, with lots of great discussion, debate about race, politics, religion, Africa, and yes, sexuality. Since Amici came out, I've read lots of columns about being progressive, quote unquote. The implication or outright assertion is that anyone who believes homosexuality is wrong is not progressive or enlightened. That's where this thing becomes problematic, because those who hold to that view are saying, I must change my entire belief system and religion because of your belief system. Where's the diversity in that? Those folks don't want diversity. They want everyone to agree with their enlightened opinion. 2007, 6 years ago, he wrote this article. Look, I'll accept your right to have your own belief system and to live as you please, but I'm not changing mine. Diversity is not just accepting alternatives to what has long been perceived as normal, but it's accepting the significant number of people who hold a long-standing traditional beliefs as well. Millions of Christians who follow the Bible and Muslims who follow the Quran and Jews who follow the Torah, as well as many non-religious Americans, believe homosexuality is wrong. That doesn't mean they're unenlightened. That just means their moral code doesn't fluctuate based on society's ever-changing standards. That's great. Cultural relativism right there. As long as we're not being violent toward one another, as long as we can be civil, everything should be fine. We don't have to agree. And please don't compare being homosexual to being black. I consider that insulting to blacks for a number of reasons. The fact that some blacks made the comparison themselves only shows how crushed our racial esteem has become because of America's oppression. Witness our insistence on calling ourselves the N-word. That's pretty strong. You can't hide your skin color, choose your skin color, change your skin color, or switch your skin color back and forth. Some argue that you can't do that with your sexuality either, but there are many scientists on both sides of the genetic debate, and I believe a truly objective person would admit the biological for evidence for homosexuality is far from definitive. And that was 6 years ago, and it's still far from definitive. Nor has the Bible, the Quran, or the Torah ever associated a particular skin color with sin. It was only racists who twisted the scriptures 400 years ago who did that, never the Bible itself. I'm not trying to get into a religious or scientific discussion here. I'm just saying that some people will accept homosexuality as fine, and others will not. Some will write me off as a bigot for this article, but folks, this is real talk. Unfortunately, we can't have real talk in America nowadays. Whites can't voice their real opinions, no matter how legitimate, about race for fear of being called racist, and everyone's afraid of offending anyone. It seems the only person who can be openly criticized or disagreed with is the president. How crazy is that? Until we honestly hear each other out and be civil while doing so, we won't get anywhere. One thing I hope this article does is encourage people to have frank discussions about sensitive issues such as this one. Here's the bottom line. If I can accept working side by side with a homosexual, then he or she can accept working side by side with someone who believes homosexuality is wrong. If an NBA player can accept playing with a homosexual, then the homosexual must accept playing with guys who don't agree with his lifestyle. Believe me, when the ball goes up, his sexual preference isn't going to matter. I have a new favorite sports reporter, by the way, and his name's Chris Broussard. He's intelligent, he's measured, he's respectful, he's logical, and he's a follower of Christ. What else could you ask for? And he is dead on society today, and he was ahead of the curve. He was writing this in 2007, and we could put that right in with today. He called it. You know, this courageous man that came out is going to be called a hero, and he's going to get endorsement deals, and his career was pretty much over, and now he's back in the limelight. I don't think that's brave. That's not bravery. That's capitalizing on a situation. Okay? Nowadays, it is not brave to come out as gay. And please, like you said, stop comparing it to Jackie Robinson and the color barrier in baseball and different civil rights issues, because it's ridiculous. And I've said that on previous podcasts. And as a white guy, that offends me. I can't imagine what my African-American brothers in Christ would feel about that comparison. Let me end with some scripture, and I think this sums it up. 2 Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 2, preach the word, and that's what Chris Broussard was doing. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. I think the time has come. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, like Chris Broussard is going to face right now from the media. Do the work of an evangelist. It's exactly what he's doing. Make full proof of thy ministry. I think I know Chris Broussard by his fruits, and I can respect what he's saying. So, in closing, what is our country becoming? Even if you disagree, I don't think we have too many listeners on here that would disagree with what Chris Broussard was saying. But if you do disagree with him and you think homosexuality is okay, and you don't think the Bible speaks out against it, number one, I think you should do some more studying. But say you believe that, okay, you've also got to believe that Chris Broussard and anybody else is free to espouse his opinion. Can you have a respectful conversation with somebody? You know, and Christians, we need to have respectful conversations with people. We can absolutely disagree with the lifestyle and still have civil conversations. And I think that's the example. That's the role model that Chris Broussard is right now. We are in the workplace with them. You know, I'm not. I'm in a church that wouldn't have that. But many of us are in the workplace with people who practice homosexuality. We're in the world with people that practice homosexuality. And God created them too. And Jesus died for their sins as well. So we do need to be measured in our approach, but we need to be uncompromising in our stand for God, for His Word, for the law that He has given us, for the standards that He sets, for the King that we follow, for the Savior that died for the sins that we commit. And if we brush these sins under the rug, then we spit in His face. We discount what the cross was. If you have any comments on this, please place them directly on this recording. You can also email me, dmcmanus, dmcmanus.bbc@gmail.com. And God bless Chris Broussard. Thanks.